Polls show Governor Rick Scott and former Governor Charlie Crist are polarizing. Voters are as likely to dislike the candidates as they are to approve of them. So both candidates are talking about schools, colleges, and scholarships to motivate their supporters.
Education is an issue that's helping to appeal to the base.
That's Sean Forman, a Barry University political science professor and chairman of the Education Committee for the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce. Forman says we've got a pretty good idea what a second term of either candidate would mean for education.
So I think Rick Scott is going to focus on more spending, but with that will come more strings attached and more testing involved. And Charlie Crist, he will also call for more spending, but more spending in public schools and less focus on vouchers like the Republicans have.
So far, the big argument has been over funding for public schools. Both candidates can say they've supported more money for schools. Here's Scott at an August campaign event in Homestead.
And by doing that, now we have that record funding for education.
Scott's claim is true. $18.9 billion in a year is the most Florida has ever spent on education. Scott got there by requesting more funding each of the past 2 years. But during his first year in office, he balanced the budget by cutting $1.3 billion from public schools. Still, what's being spent on each student this year is just under $200 less than the all-time high in 2007, when Crist was governor. Here's Crist reminding teachers of that fact at a Miami rally in September.
We funded per pupil funding greater than what Rick Scott is doing with almost a $3 billion surplus. We don't have a revenue problem in Florida. We have a priority problem here in Florida.
Forman, the political scientist, says both candidates will probably spend more on public schools.
Education is going to be a winner either way. As long as the state budget grows as expected, that we're going to see more dollars. The difference is how those dollars are spent.
So, public schools will likely see more money no matter who is governor. But Scott and Crist have different plans for the state's college scholarship program, Bright Futures. In 2011, lawmakers raised the test scores required to get those scholarships. Now, fewer than half as many students are getting Bright Futures. Crist says if he's governor, he'll expand the program. Here he is at a Telemundo debate answering a question about Hispanic Floridians.
About 50,000 young people, Hispanic, African American, and otherwise, not having that opportunity to get a higher education in Florida today.
He passed legislation to allow tuition to go up 15% year after year after year.
Here's Scott at the Telemundo debate.
And what actually happened was you thought you got Bright Futures, a free ride, but you actually didn't.
Scott argues he's made Bright Futures go further for those who do receive the scholarships. That's because he's opposed increasing tuition at Florida universities. He also got lawmakers to change a law that let universities raise tuition on their own. Another problem for the candidates? They've both changed their minds on high-profile education issues. School funding for Scott and school choice for Crist. Barry University's Forman says these flip-flops are why polls show both candidates are unpopular.
A majority of voters don't trust either Rick Scott or Charlie Crist. So there is always that concern that after the election is over that they'll change their mind again.
The Florida governor's race has gotten national attention, specifically because of education. Former Governor Jeb Bush has hit the trail with Scott, and the president of the nation's largest teachers union has campaigned for Crist and made Scott a top target. For State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.